Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as you, y'all. Got my man Father Time with me. Time, what's good, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
We chilling, network, Father Time, like we always do about this time. You know what I mean?
Good
show. Dang, you're on time.
Yes, I'm on time. I have my alarm set.
You should have been had it set. That's what's up. Liquor store, what's happening?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
We chilling, we chilling. Shouts out to my girl, Slick Mick. Hey, my girl, Slick Mick, she all, hey, I know she be at work, but she's a faithful listener, man. Hey, and if y'all ever go on Sin City Radio Show, damn, I'm going to say SinCityRadioShow.com. We got a Facebook page, too, Sin City Radio. Slick Mick always, hey, Slick Mick, she never disappoints. She always posts whatever she feels, whether it's good or bad, if it's a bad show, if it's a motherfucker on the show she can't stand, she will post to get that bitch off the show. That's what's happening.
Even though she's a Bulls fan, but we'll let that go.
Oh, yeah, we let that go. We let that go because she's a Bulls fan, but,
Michael Jordan retired.
Right. I ain't winning shit else, and, Derrick Rose will not bring them no ring. But, damn, hold on, wait a minute. Once in a lifetime thing. Slick Mick, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm talking that shit about the Bulls. What's up, everybody?
Hey. Oh, so that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do to get you on the show, huh?
No, nigga, no. I'm just saying, come on now. I'm trying to do a little work. But, you know, I'll be listening. I'm going to start pushing one to come on in.
Okay,
working hard for my little money. You know how that go.
Oh, man, you know, we know. Shit. Hey, yeah. Right, but before I say anything, man, I gotta say this one thing tonight. And, hey, I've never been a biblical type person, especially on this show, but I gotta say God is good because my little niece went through surgery today. And everything was a total success. Everything. You know what I'm saying? They came back in the weight room, told us everything was a success. So Monty Gates, I see you, baby. Hey, just know Uncle love you, and we glad everything worked out. So, that being said, I had to get that out the way. All right. What's happening, people? Shit, I'm in a good mood today. I ain't normally in a great mood all the time. So, I'm in a great mood today. So, shit, let's get this motherfucker jumping, man. Come on. Holler at me, people. What we talking about tonight?
I got something to talk about.
Okay, let's go.
I want to get the female's point of view on this scenario. And I want them to tell me how they feel in this situation. So, you with your guy, your significant other, whatever. He go hang out, whatever. You go to sleep. You know, you got to go to work in the morning. So, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. He comes in, flips you over. Now, you knocked out sleep. He comes in, flips you over, start eating shit out your pussy. I mean, eating shit out your pussy. I mean, the bed is getting wet from your juices flowing. You done came 3 times. He starts sucking on your titties. I mean, just everything. And then he flips the cover back on you and say, be back. Part 2 is coming.
What?
Hold on. Wait a minute. So you're thinking it's a joke, right?
I'm with you. I'm here. I'm here. I'm with you.
Okay. So you like, okay. So you hear the door closed. The front door. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay, so he left. So now you sitting there, and you're like, okay, he done did this before, so you thinking, okay, maybe he got a girl for us. He's about to go get her and bring her back. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now it's 6:45 in the morning, and it's time for you to go to work, and he never came back. At 6:45 a.m., how is you feeling?
Oh, I am shitty. I'm shitty as hell. Wow.
I mean, so what would you be thinking? That's, I guess that's what I want to know. What would be in your mind? I mean, he said part 2 is coming. But you don't know what that means.
Can I say something right quick?
No, you're not allowed.
Why would you be mad when he broke you off? Why would you be mad about that? He broke you off. You said you came 3 times.
Okay.
So why would you be mad?
Because
what's
it
to be mad about?
Different. It would have been completely different if he had never said part 2 was on the way. It would be completely different. You got to watch what you say. You know what I'm saying? When you say something like,
so you wait on something to come and it never shows up. You don't know what's happening. So you sitting there waiting. It ain't like I went straight back to sleep because I'm thinking he's coming right back or something.
Okay, so now let me ask a question. Did part 2 ever come?
Part 2 came at like 7 o'clock in the morning. But what if I had left it with the work already?
Okay. You lost me. Part 2 didn't come.
Mean, it did. But it was after the fact, after I had already got upset. I was upset. And
okay.
So at 7 o'clock, he came, and he did. He did his thing. He fucked the shit out of me. But it was like, I don't know. I was upset. I was really upset. And so I don't know. Was I wrong for that? That's all I'm trying to ask. Am I wrong for that? Because for being upset like that.
Okay.
Before we answer, we're gonna let
the ladies answer. All right. Go ahead. Ladies, was she right? Was she wrong?
Well, I understand. I understand why she was upset. And yeah, okay, at first she didn't say that he actually did come back. She left it at 6:45. He ain't there.
Yeah, because that's when you woke up. Your alarm went off. And you wake up. I mean, that's your initial reaction. You see what I'm saying? Because you woke up realizing he never came back. You see what I'm saying? So I was trying to get, what would your reaction be at that moment?
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I have a real vivid, crazy-ass imagination. So all kind of shit would have went through my head. All kind of shit.
Okay,
I mean,
but...
Okay, tell me something. I want to know. I'm just saying, because I want to see what you if you were thinking how I was thinking.
Okay, my first thought is he okay? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Did something happen? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, okay. That's going to go through my mind the whole entire time. Everything else is going through my mind because, I mean, did he go get some more pussy? Was he on the way back with somebody? I mean, you know, what did... Did he, I don't know. Is he okay? What the fuck? I don't know. All kind of shit going through my head.
Okay, hold on. All right, now. Mick, can you talk still? No, Mick can't talk no more. But, all right. Mick, can you talk still? Oh, this cake. All right, Tamer, I'm gonna get your opinion on it.
I think it's some bullshit. He got broke off. He came back. What more you want? That's just my opinion. I mean, he broke you off twice, and it was
okay.
A surprise.
Okay, so now this is my question. And now here, that Tamer, I'm with you. My question is this. He said, and I'm quoting what you said. He said part two is coming. Did he say part two is coming at a certain time?
No, he didn't. I'm not saying he did.
So,
no,
okay.
He didn't say that.
So with that being said, he got back before you went to work.
Yes, he did.
He know what time you go to work, right?
Yes.
Okay, but he got back before you went to work.
Yeah.
Okay, did you call him or text him or say, well, where's part two?
Well, after he, when he first left, I was like, you left? And he said the same thing he had said already. He just said, be back, part two is coming.
Okay, so you couldn't sit back and just wait on part two.
I did sit back and wait on part two for like an hour and a half.
Okay, so
after you sit there waiting, it's 3 o'clock. Now it's like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and I have to go to work.
Okay. Let me ask you. You said he called, he called and told you part two's coming, right?
He texted me back when I text him. After I asked him, I was like, you left. And he texted me back and said, be back, part two is coming. But that was immediately after he left.
Okay, so now, with him saying part two is coming, and he got back before you went to work, why you mad?
What I'm saying is, when I woke up that morning, he was not there. He had not came back. So now I'm upset because I don't know what happened.
But you said he did come back.
Yes, he did.
Now, Father, you tell me, did she say she got broke off?
Sounds like she got broke off twice to me.
Right.
And it was a surprise. Didn't even know it was going to happen. I don't see why you're upset.
Now, let me go to Liquor Store. Liquor Store. Mm-hmm. You said you'd be pissed off, too. But now you got broke. Wait a minute. I heard you say you came. How many times did you say you came?
Well, when he ate me out, I came 3 times. And then when he fucked me that morning, I came a few more times.
Wait a minute. All right, now, I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm not, hey. But now, let's see. Let me get this right. Y'all know this is a rarity. Me and Tamer usually don't see eye to eye on this. But Tamer, I got to tend to agree with you. She came 3 times. with just him alone eating the pussy.
That's all I'm saying.
Then he tells her, be ready for part two. He didn't give a specific time. Now, liquor store. He didn't give you a specific time, but he just said, be ready for part two.
Mm-hmm.
You bad at him?
I mean, I'm just saying, I do understand perfectly clear what you and Tamar are saying. He did come back. It's not like he broke his word and he didn't come back. He never showed up. You're absolutely right about that. But as a woman, I mean, it's like we think about the sentiment. Like she said, it's like when she woke up, he wasn't there. And he never, you know what I'm saying, he had never came back. Y'all don't understand,
but
you know,
now,
the emotional process. And that's where she's coming from, I think.
Okay, well, let me ask this. What did he say when he came back?
What you mean?
Did he say anything when he came back?
Yeah, I told him I was here. And he was like, I told you I was coming back, and he was doing it as a, he was trying to do it as a, what do you say? As like a surprise or something like that. I didn't get it. I didn't get understand. Oh, no. Let me take that back. He said he wanted me to anticipate him more.
That's pretty smooth.
You know what, Tom?
I'm with
you.
It's already, like she said in the beginning, it's already 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, look, it's already 2 o'clock.
Tom, I'm with you. I'm with you. Wait a minute. I don't mean to cut you off, liquor store, but Tom, I'm with you. I'm going to put that one down in my repertoire. You go in, you eat the pussy, you make her come 3 times, I'll be back. Then you come back and you, and that, now hold on now, let me make sure I get it right. What did he come back and do?
He came back and fucked the shit out of me.
Well, I'm sorry, but I mean, shit. I guess.
I don't see no reason to be mad, though. I'm not understanding the mad part.
I'm pretty sure she was mad.
What are you mad about?
I'm pretty sure mad went away. I mean, she was just, you know, telling the story.
Motherfucker should have went to work just whistling Dixie. Hey, hey, hey. How you doing today? Shit.
I don't know. I guess that's a woman thing, but
I guess
I don't see no reason to be upset.
Tom, I'm with you on this one. Tom, we don't get along. We don't agree on everything, but I'm with you on this one. But I guess the women feel differently about it. They feel like that the motherfucker did something wrong.
Because when you get all hot and bothered, and we want it like that, if we want it as bad as you made us want it. Okay.
Hold on. Didn't you say he said I wanted to build up the anticipation?
Yeah.
And he succeeded.
He wanted to build up the anticipation for me. But where did he go and get fucked at after he didn't got me all hot and bothered?
That's crazy, dog. You know what? Motherfucking women ain't never satisfied.
So let me ask this question. You was waiting on him to come back, though, right?
Yeah.
You were looking forward for him to come back, right?
Yes.
Well, there you go. You was anticipating his return, which is what he wanted you to do. So why are you mad?
I understand what y'all saying. Y'all act like I don't understand what y'all trying to say, and I understand why it was done and things like that. I'm just saying at the moment I got upset because I did.
Yeah, I mean, at that point where, you know, you fell asleep and you woke up and you're like, damn, he never came back. Your initial reaction is not, damn, I want him more. Your initial reaction is, what the hell happened? And I mean, that's what he
never said. He never said, I'll be right back. He just said,
no,
I'll be back.
We understand that. We understand.
Exactly.
We do.
Okay,
we do understand
so once
that.
Again.
Well, hold on, now. That's
not
that
time.
We're
talking about at the
time.
Moment, not
time.
Later on.
Time, let's ask the question. Did the text say he'll be right back or he'll be back? What does the text say? You know,
it said.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'm gonna tell a lie.
No, I mean,
because
it said
he'll be back. It didn't say right back. It just said he'll be back.
It didn't say he'll be back at 6:15. He'll be back at 5:23.
No, it did not say that.
Do you still got the text?
Yeah, I still got it.
Can you read the text to us, people? Read the text, please. I want to hear what the text says.
Oh, goodness. Hold on.
Because I'm with you on this. Cause, and liquor store, I don't understand what you're getting mad about if a motherfucker came back.
It said,
right.
Be back. It said, be back, just relax. It said, be back, just relax. Part two is coming.
There you go. He didn't put no Pacific time. He just
well,
got
hold on, Tama. And the motherfucker told her to relax. So she get your ass to sleep.
Well, how are we supposed to relax now? We all hot and bothered.
Nigga, you already came three times. You can't fall asleep off of coming off three times.
I mean, dick, everybody just can't be okay with just having their pussy ache.
What?
I've gone 15 times with my pussy being ache. I still want some dick.
I feel like this one does cry. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Oh, really? Tama. Motherfucker said she came three times.
Like I said, man, I don't understand.
I don't either. I'm lost on this one. But her and Liquor Store, I feel like they got valid points.
I see that. Mad as hell.
I just understand what
she's
saying.
Off twice.
No,
because,
not twice.
Okay.
She got broke off. Timer. The first time she let it three times.
Y'all keep reiterating that. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to keep reiterating that. You bust three nuts. You bust three of them. Tama, she bust three.
I'm not, like I said, man, I don't understand.
I mean, Liquor Store understands her.
Okay, well, let me ask a question. Okay, let's do a vice versa.
Right.
Okay, let's do a vice versa. So, as the woman, you ain't fucking me, right? But I done sucked your dick. I kept sucking your dick. I done sucked your dick. For,
and I
for
came three times?
You didn't came. You satisfied. But you know I'm all hot and bothered. You know me. You know that sucking your dick makes my pussy wet. Right? But
okay.
I ain't, but we didn't fuck. Y'all still with me, right? We didn't fuck, but you good. You feel what I'm saying? You good, right? Because you didn't came three times. I just sucked your dick for hours. You didn't came three times. I just get up and leave.
Okay, hold on. I'm like, I'm calling my old school guy. Okay? He probably see no.
Thank you, Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at.
Okay, he not answering the phone because I got to call some people on this one.
No, I'm saying. Okay,
well, hold on,
so
man.
Now
hold on.
I want to
finish your thing.
Okay, so now I get up and I leave the house. You feel what I'm saying? It's like 3-something in the morning.
Okay.
Get up and leave, right? And I just, you text me like, you know, you leaving? You know what I'm saying? It's in the middle of the night. So you say, and then, so I just tell you, just relax. I'll be back.
Okay.
So y'all wouldn't think nothing. Y'all wouldn't think nothing.
You say, okay, now, so, let me get this straight. Let me get this straight now. You done suck my dick. I done came. Mm-hmm. You done suck mm-hmm. my dick 3 times. I done came 3 times for you sucking my dick.
Yes.
You said, I'm going to leave and I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. She didn't say
okay.
right back.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to be
right.
back.
I'll be back. Now,
And I say part two is coming or something. You know what I'm saying? I just say something. Part two coming.
I'm going to sleep till you get back because you just drained the fuck out of me. You just,
exactly.
You just drained the fuck out of me. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to wake up. Huh? Oh, damn, there's more?
But when you wake up, I'm in a man's body and a woman's body. That's the difference between a man's body and a woman's body. That's what I'm saying, y'all. We're never going to agree on the subject because, you know, most men, I'm not going to say all, but most men, like you just said, you know what I'm saying, after he sucks his dick and he done can't, I mean, he's straight. That's just like when we are having sex. We they can eat our pussy and we like you said, okay, but as soon as you put your dick in me, I'm going, you know what I'm saying, yeah, I want some dick. You know what I'm saying? Men don't work the same way. Y'all get your dick sucked and you fine with that. You know what I'm saying? You good till tomorrow. But you good. But a woman.
Man, I agree with you, dog. I agree with you, man, 100%.
And
I'm going right over, going to sleep. I ain't lying. I'm going straight to sleep. Just wake me up when you get back. That's it. I'm straight. 3 times?
Y'all lying, because if we just get up in the middle of the night like that and leave, and whatever, y'all will be trying to see where the fuck we going, all type of shit. Where the fuck, where you going?
Hold on, you just fucked my dick. No, I agree with him. That's not true. You done made me nut 3 times. And you tell
three
me.
3 times.
I'll be back. Shit, nigga, you pop. Before you even get to the door, I'm probably talking about. Shit. You drained the shit out of me.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's a male female thing. So,
I'm telling you, it's a woman thing. Trust me, a man is not going to be mad. After 3, then you talking about you'll be back? Cool, I'm straight. Wake me up when you get back.
Man, I'm going to be asleep. I'm going to be not 3 nights. Shit. You lucky when you come back. I'll be talking about, go on, man. Oh, shit. I didn't wore the fuck out. I got 3 nuts on. Nigga, I'm calling off. What time in the morning was this?
It was like 2:30 in the morning. Then he came back. It was like 7 in the morning.
Okay, that 2:30 in the morning is from 2:30 to whatever. I didn't got 3 nuts. Shit.
Mhm.
You said I'll be back. I'm rolling over. I'm finna grab my phone. Leave that message on my boss phone. Hey, I'm sick. I'm not coming in tomorrow. Okay. Because I know I'm finna go. I'm finna pass the fuck out.
I'll be happy to see you leave. I ain't gonna lie. I'm hoping you leave.
Yeah. 3 fucking nuts. I got nothing left.
Oh, shit. Don't roll me the fuck out.
I have nothing. I am
nothing.
Out. I'm out, dog. I have nothing.
You
just
took all of me with her.
She done took
all of me with her.
Hell yeah, you just took all of me. And you done took all of me. Shit. Nigga. By the third one, I'm sounding like a paraplegic. You love me? No disrespect to the paraplegic, but I'm just saying, I'm sounding retarded at this point. I'm losing my mind. Shit, I'm telling you, by the time you done put your clothes on, all right, baby, I'll be... Shit, I got some of these problems too, so I know I'm snoring. Shit.
Damn right. By the time you get back from the bathroom, I'm out cold.
I'm out. I'm dog. You gave me three nuts. I'm out. I'm gone. I'm just dumbfounded. It's over. Then you come back. Now take it by, Tyber. Take it by, Tyber. She come back. You dead asleep. And she just strategy and start riding the shit out you. Man. Yes, I do love you. That's what I'm saying. I'm not understanding this.
Man, after three, dude, I'm pushing. Man, get off me, man. Scoot over. You on my side of the bed. On your side. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. Man,
you're definitely a keeper, though.
That nigga said he's got enough of his nut to last you a couple of days. Move on.
Goodness, shit, I ain't coming back home right away. Shit, I'm scared to come home. I mean, you want to drink with me? Well, you ain't going home. Nah, man. Shit, she the fuck the shit out of me. All right, we got Selena on the line. Selena.
Yes.
What's up, baby?
What's going on?
I gotta ask you this question. Your man come home, right?
Huh?
He come home. He come in like a thief of the night. You laying there. I don't know how you sleep, but let's just say, for instance, you sleep with no panties on. Okay. And the motherfucker come in and he just start eating. Hold on, I want to get this right. He's come in and they, okay, before I say it, I'm gonna let
you. You want me to explain?
Explain it,
Janine.
Explain it.
So he comes in. Your man come in 2 something in the morning. He just flips you over, start eating the shit out your pussy. I mean, he eating your pussy so good. You done came like 3 times, right? The bed wet, juices flowing. He sucking all your titties, everything. Then he just puts the cover back over you. Gets up and say, "Be back. Just relax. Part two is coming." So you hear the door close outside. He just left the whole house. Okay? He just left the whole house. So now you just laying there in a pool of your own juices. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And you text him like, "You left?" And he texts you back, "Just relax, be back, part two is coming." I mean, what do you feel about that?
No, tell the whole story.
Okay.
Tell the 7 o'clock part now.
Okay, so your alarm go off, that's time for you to go to work. Okay.
So. Hold on. Before we do your man. I mean, is this your man? Do y'all live together? What's going on?
No, we do not live together.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to know what's your initial reaction when you wake up. That's what I asked the first time.
In other words, are you mad that he didn't come back?
No, I wouldn't be mad. I don't think I would be mad because I could have slept it off. I don't think that's it. But I still wonder what part two is. Like, what the hell?
So you wouldn't be mad?
All right, now hold on. Let's finish this now. He comes back. Come on now, give it a second part.
it's 7 o'clock in the morning. He comes back, and then fucks you some more. Now he's fucking the shit out of you. Now you done came a few more times. But by that time, I ain't got upset. So,
now, my question to you.
Of course, the guy's feeling like, I shouldn't, what was I mad for?
Exactly.
And I just
Selena,
feel like.
Are you mad? He broke you off in the middle of the night. It was a surprise. He surprised you, broke you off, left, came back, broke you off again. Are you mad?
Now hold on. He said his reason for leaving is he wanted you to anticipate him coming back.
Exactly.
So Selena, are you mad? Selena, I can't hear you. You going in and out, baby.
No, why would I be mad? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, I can hear you.
No, I wouldn't be bad. I mean, maybe he's just trying to spice things up. I don't think I'd be bad. Good bitch.
Okay.
Okay, well, her initial question was, when your alarm clock went off and you realized that he hadn't came back to give you part two, are you mad at that point?
I don't know what he was on. Get ready for work.
It wasn't even the fact that I was mad about not receiving part two. I don't even know what part two was. So how could I get mad about not getting part two?
Right.
Okay. Right. And like Father Time said, what was you mad about then?
I was mad that he left in the first place. How you just going to leave somebody? What?
He might have had something cooking at the crib. They had to get back real quick. But he broke you off before he did. He thought about you. Went to the crib, cleaned up.
I got to believe.
And then came back.
I got to believe what Selena said. Maybe he was trying to spice up the relationship, do some old kinky shit. Do some new shit. But because you got your attitude, he probably ain't got shit. Because you a liquor store got attitude, you motherfuckers ain't never going to get it again.
I don't know. But I also said I'm pretty sure Mad went away. You know what I'm saying? As soon as she, I wasn't turning the dick down, that's for damn sure. It wasn't going to be no more arguments.
I understand that, but damn.
I ain't gonna turn it down. It took me long enough to get it. Shit.
So now, I'm thinking this. All right, Tiber, motherfucker mad at you. Will you do it again? Will you just, like, all right, well, I was trying to do something spontaneous. Would you do it again, Tiber?
No, I wouldn't. Nope.
But I'm saying, that's when she probably was like, okay, well, ain't nothing to be mad about now. She was just saying,
no,
hey,
it's too late.
Point.
She said she told him she was pissed off.
Yeah, I did.
And I would never do it again.
Yes.
Because you already told me, now you're mad at me. And I'm trying to surprise
you. Know what,
I did mad, surprise you.
But mad sex can be real good sex. That angry ass sex. Sure.
But that ain't the point. Because I tried to do something new. You got mad, so why would I try something else new?
Why not try something else? You just don't try the same thing.
No, I'm not trying shit else new. Fuck that. Because when I tried the new shit, you knocked it. So why am I trying to keep reinventing things when you knocked the first thing? So in other words, you saying, what I'm getting out of this is that, oh, I got to do shit your way. I can't do shit on my own dime. I got to do shit your way.
No, nobody said that at all.
How is it that if you got bad at me?
Janine, is that what you got out of what I said?
No.
Did it have to be your way? No, that's
no,
just
but
like,
they're saying that's just how they're going to take it because they're men, and that's just how
they
take things. So I don't do nothing. You keep not doing nothing new. It's your life.
But I mean, because I'm saying, the second we start trying something new, now y'all bored. You know what I'm saying? If something don't work, that should not stop you from trying something else. That should put it in your head, okay, that one didn't go so well. You know what I'm saying? Let me try something different. That's how we think. We think, okay, well, I tried to do this and I tried to do that. It didn't turn out the way I hoped or it didn't turn out the way, you know, I've seen it going.
So now I gotta do shit to cater to you. I can't do shit on my own.
That's not catering.
That's not what
we're
saying. Everything new that we try, you don't, and men don't like every new thing we try. That don't mean we just stop doing new things.
Right.
Yeah, but we don't say nothing. We don't get mad about it.
I bet if we flipped your ass up and tried to do some old kinky shit, you would say something.
Hey, I see you.
Well, baby, we were just trying
to. Come on now,
you
violating me. That's different. That's totally different. You comparing apples and oranges now. Yeah, you violating me. Shit.
Ain't nobody violating y'all.
You are. You flip my ass over and try to push something. You flip me over on my damn stomach and then try to push something in my ass. Yes, you're violating me.
We trying some new kinky shit.
No. Everything, that's a little too new. We got to go back old school.
Okay, and
I ain't down
fine.
With the new shit.
And that's fine. That we ain't going to get mad and say, oh, I don't want to try it. Nah, this and that. We do something different.
No, hold on now. I'm going to get mad. I'm not going to say no, stop, don't.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get mad as hell. I'm probably going to start swinging. Are you out your motherfucking mind? I would get mad at that new type of shit. But, you know, just regular old shit. But I still don't understand. I just don't understand the reason for the anger. That really threw me off.
I understand that y'all don't. But you don't know my situation, so therefore,
I'm going off of what you said.
I know.
Oh, you didn't explain it completely?
So I can't explain myself completely, so I'm going to just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Okay, and I'm going to leave it at you motherfuckers, boy. Motherfuckers ain't never satisfied. God damn, this nigga done broke you off, gave you three nuts, and then you get mad. Boy, I tell you.
Men are the same thing.
Right, man. Uh-huh.
I said men could be the same damn way. Never satisfied.
All right, now, this is the scenario. Hold on, Selena. She flipped She said, let's flip this. She said, you came in, you sucked your man's dick, you made this motherfucker nut three times. You got up and said, I'll be back. What you think your man gonna do? Honest opinion. Honest to God, what you think he gonna do? Now, you think he gonna... Wait a minute, hold on, before you answer. Do you think he gonna be like, I'm pissed off? Or you think by the time you get to the door, we get ready to walk out, he gonna be like,
right.
Now which one he gonna do?
He trusts me. He's not weak for sure. But in case he didn't, he wouldn't let me out the door.
He wouldn't?
No. If I'm talking about somebody doing that and he still woke, no.
Exactly. Ain't no man gonna let they come and walk out the door.
That's all right.
Not at no 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Bitch, where are you going? If you don't get your motherfucking ass back over here, you can hear his ass right now.
Exactly.
You get your ass back over here and, like, get the fuck back in the bed. You putting on clothes and shit. I said, shut that damn ass. There's no way a man is getting ready to let his woman.
And he didn't fuck you either. He didn't fuck you not one time.
Great. Seriously.
Because I done tried that before, trying to hurry up and put you off, put your sleep lock going on to the club. That did not work.
Okay. Three nuts. You waited so he can bust three nuts.
No, I'm not gonna wait until nobody busts no damn three nuts unless I'm going. Unless I'm trying to win $1 million. It ain't that deep.
All right, but now I'm just saying that's a scenario. You sucked him off and he bust three nuts. Three.
In one session.
Come on, Selena, let's be real now. This nigga bust three nuts.
Three nuts. And you said what now?
And he tell you he done bust three nuts. He done exploded in your mouth three times.
Mm-hmm.
Man. This motherfucker. Now you done got up like, okay, after the now you tell him, all right, part two for the cup. Just relax. What you think? You think that man gonna get up and have an attitude?
Yeah, I know it.
Man, that motherfucker not even finna stay woke. He damn in a coma.
Right, he gonna be in a coma, but still he gonna want to know where the hell you going.
Exactly.
Even if he sleeps, he's still gonna have an attitude when your ass come back, because he's gonna go, "Where the fuck you been?"
Right.
Even if he was asleep.
Who said that's not true, boy? If I put these lips on your motherfucking ass, trust and believe, you ain't gonna want me to walk out that door. And three times, one time gonna kill you. Three times, if you lucky to stand the test of time, three times at least.
What are we gonna do?
You absolutely right. I mean, shit. I'm all good. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, we gonna agree to disagree on that one. We gonna agree to disagree on that one. I mean, me personally, I feel like shit. Motherfucker, then. God damn, nigga, then gave me three. Shit, I don't even know your name. Come on, all right. I'll be right back. Yeah. Okay, you. Hey, all right, bye, you. I don't even know your name after three nuts. I don't even know nobody's name after three.
Shit, after three, by the time you get back, I got your name spray painted all over the house. I love her. You ain't never going nowhere. That's a lot of work, boy. That's a lot of work. You love your job. That is a lot of work.
Oh no, man! I'm just saying. Okay, Janine, we're gonna agree to disagree on that one, all right?
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Hey,
now,
by the way, man. Hold on before you start your next subject, man. I uploaded a song, man. I want to play it.
I listen to this song all the time. Well, not all the time, but every day. Today is March the 1st, right? No, the 31st, right?
Today's the 31st.
This is the day that my divorce was final. And I listen to this song on this day every day. So y'all just bear with me for a minute. For about 3 minutes.
Kind of lost me on that song, man. I mean, you say you play that every day today. Well, today, I mean, who was wrong? I'm trying to figure who was wrong.
I guess he's not even on here. He's having an emotional moment, it seems like. He's over there with a box of Kleenex.
Oh.
That funky bitch. I gave her my heart on funky bitch.
Yeah, for man, so.
Man, that one kind of lost me.
What happened? What happened?
Time would play the song.
He played a song every year on this day to celebrate his divorce, I think he said.
Right. I thought it was going to be a happy song. All right, Kaz, it's on you. Come on now, entertain us, homie.
Man, I'm still trying to figure out the separate part.
Who separate?
I actually just sit here like, okay. No, I actually been sitting here like, okay, what part of this is I'm missing here? But
I
guess
I told y'all last week I had a question because I meant to cut you off, but I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so here's the scenario. All right, so you're in a relationship, okay? You meet somebody, and they're in a relationship, right? But
y'all
start fooling around, right? Now, y'all been fooling around for a minute, like a grip. Now, the person the middle person, like, they broke up with who they with. So they're single now, right? So y'all still continue to fool around. And let's just say it's still being aggressive. Now, somebody else becomes interested in her. And, you know what I'm saying? She like, okay, look, I'm about to move on. How do you feel about that? Do you let her go easily? Are you mad at her? Do you just be like, all right, peace? How would that work for both ladies and men?
All right, let me make sure I get the question right. Mm-hmm. You in a relationship, he in a relationship, mm-hmm. but you feel like you finna move on.
Nah, I said, y'all both in a relationship when y'all start messing around, but it's been years, okay? Now, her and her dude break up, so now she's single, but you and her still fooling around. And let's just say that goes on for a couple more years. But now somebody else is like, okay, I like you, you know what I'm saying? You ain't connected to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Why don't we do us?
Now, I mean, I think that's a question you need to ask. You need to ask yourself, do you want to be with them or not?
It's not a matter of, okay, you're missing the point. The point is, how do you feel about it? Not how I should feel about it. I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Damn, I missed it. What happened?
Yeah, she said, as a guy, how would you feel? Would you just be like, okay, cool, peace, or whatever? You know?
Nah, I wouldn't be
if
okay.
If that's what you want to do, type of thing.
I wouldn't be okay. I wouldn't be okay, cool, peace, but at the same time, I can't control you, so... What can I do? I tell you my feelings, but that's the most I can do. I mean, I ain't finna beat you and make you stay with me. So, shit, I mean, what more can I do? Shit, yeah. That's you and yours. I can't dictate you.
Okay, Janine, how you feel about it if it was the opposite?
If it was my what?
You know, the opposite, you know, if we flipped it to where, you know, it was you going through it, not a man, like from the lady's perspective.
It'll probably be the same. You can't stop what they're going to do. And I just have to move on. And, well, you say I still got somebody, though. I still will move on.
I'm being wrong, but I know it's not me. It's him. I'll just be like, why do you want to be with me? Shit. But, like, I keep telling this person, you want to be with me because you're used to me. You know what I'm saying? Don't be with me because you're used to me. Go out there and turn somebody else. And now I really know that I don't want to be no man's everything. You have to have something else going on besides me. That shit right there is deadly. And I'm just like, I think I'm going to have to move to fucking Alaska. This shit is... it's really heartbreaking. Not for me. I feel bad because I was told I'm the meanest person in the world, and I promise I'm really not. I'm the nicest person, but enough. You know, when you have everybody knows when you had enough, it's enough. And people around me trying to make me feel bad, I don't feel shit. Not a damn thing. All I did was try to be nice about it, but I'm at the point now to start being disrespectful because that's what's in it. I mean, that's the only thing, you know. I don't know. But... I've been trying to work all these hours just to get away from my mother. Like, this is crazy. This is hard. Shit. I mean, I did everything, good and bad, for you to leave me alone. But I don't know.
No, I sat here and I listened to y'all. Well, y'all motherfuckers ain't shit.
How come we ain't shit?
Why? Y'all motherfuckers ain't shit. Okay. Let me run down the list. But I'm going to start with Liquor Store. You want to get your ass up in some shit because you didn't... Yeah. Okay, once again, let me find a sound bite for you, Fred. Hold on. I'm going to find just a sound bite for you. I can't find it right now. But nevertheless, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it for it.
I agree with you on your opinion. I didn't say that a person can feel any other way. I feel like you do. Like, shit, okay, if that's what you... I don't want that to happen, but hell, I can't keep you here, especially considering, you know, we knew what this was when we got into it. I feel the same way you do.
Okay, so if you feel that way, you feel like,
I just posed the question.
I understand, but so now I'm asking you. Now, here comes this other guy come in, and, you know, okay, granted, you're not tied down to nobody now. But technically, you are. You tied down to him because this is what you wanted to do.
Right, but he's tied down to somebody else. He's never going to be mine. I mean, eventually, I might want something real. Or, the dude might want something real.
Can I ask something real quick?
So, what you said about real. Why is it not real? Why do you feel
exactly.
It's not real?
You took the words
because,
right out of my mouth. Why is it not real? Do you love him?
Yeah, but. This
so,
is
why
not
is it. Well, there you go. Here goes
anybody,
one thing with all that butt shit. Why is it not real? I mean, you love him. Do
can
you love
anybody
you?
Hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. What's real? Okay,
man,
what have
I been talking
you know,
for the last 10 minutes?
You was on mute, dog. I seen you. You muted yourself.
I done hung up and called back. I'm like, damn, I'm talking like a motherfucker.
You muted yourself, man.
I'm hollering. I'm like, damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
I'm like,
can I
say something? Everybody
keep
cutting me off.
Hmm?
Hey, I got an answer, and I'm going to say it, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm talking
about
the
thing
is this.
No, I'm saying my answer. I wanted to get back in this conversation. I hung up and called back.
Now,
I want to say something about this. Now, you said, you said that I'm in a relationship and the other girl I'm messing around with in a relationship. We both in a relationship, right? But
yeah,
we're messing around. We messing around on the side for a few years.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Then she breaks up with her dude.
Yeah.
And we still messing around for a few more years.
Yeah.
Right.
And then she meets somebody and now she want to kick me to the curb. I'm pissed off because she cheating on me. She cheated on me.
But you still got somebody you go home to every night.
You knew that in the beginning. You knew that. But now you sitting there. I mean, and here's my thing. Here's my take on that. You motherfuckers always want to holler, okay, you going home to somebody. But if I'm showing you all this love and affection, I mean, evidently, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the reason is that I'm going home, evidently, it's not toppling you. It's not toppling you. Because if that was the case, then, okay, because my thing is this. If you turn around and say, all right, well, I met somebody else, and I'm like, all right, well, go on, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, I ain't give a fuck about you any goddamn way. But now, yeah, if I'm busy and I'm upset, I mean, goddamn. I mean, I don't understand that. I mean, you walked in that motherfucker eyes wide open.
Yeah. Well, why can't we walk out eyes wide open?
All right, well, walk your ass out. Walk your ass out. Because my thing is that. Don't start the bullshit. Walk your ass on the fuck back out.
Don't play no games with me.
You playing games with me. Oh boy, this old boy that evidently said, all right, you feeling him, take your ass over there. Bye, go.
So you said you would just rather say, you know, I want to break up and, you know, because I want to see other people. That's what you said.
Okay, well, what if that shit don't work?
I'm going to tell you like this. All bullshit aside, and when that don't work, don't bring your ass back. Don't bring your punk ass back. I'm not bullshitting.
Don't bring your ass back.
Because, I mean, you well, sitting there doing all this. You know what I'm saying? Because you feel like, okay, his affection is more than mine. All right, well, all right. If that's how you feel, but then my thing
that's
is
not,
this.
That's not how it's about. It's not about he giving more affection. She may feel like the person that she with loves her more. Why wouldn't she think that? Y'all been messing around for 5-6 years. She know you love her, but maybe she wants someone for herself, just like the other guy got somebody for himself.
Okay, well, take your ass over there. And when that motherfucker, when he fuck you over, don't bring your ass back to me.
Don't worry about it, because I'm going to take you back too.
Keep turning your corners. When you run to that dead end road.
That's what y'all always say that. Like, we can't find nobody else or something after we break up with the man.
Yeah.
And Mia always say that. Like, it ain't nobody else. That's gonna we can be with.
You ain't gonna never find nobody like me. Like, bitch, that's the point. Bitch. Shit. What
well,
you
tell
mean?
Tell your ass on. Tell your punk
like,
ass
well, quit
on.
Following me. Quit following me.
Tell your retarded ass. Let's get ready for the rumble!
Damn it.
Every time these motherfuckers always turn around, well, I want to do this, I want to do that. Well, can your ass on, because, shit, evidently you ain't love me no goddamn way. So, bye. Hit the brick.
See how they act.
Well, Matt is not. Well, my situation is different.
Like, big old baby.
He
ain't
loving
me no way. He ain't
loving
me no way.
Damn right. Hit the motherfucker. Bye. Shit. Came in this motherfucker by myself. I'm going out by myself any goddamn way. Shit.
You ain't by yourself.
You know what, man?
They got somebody.
And that's really sad that the world is like that, though. Everybody's like, I don't need him. I don't need him. It's really sad.
Real talk, dog. Real talk, man. In that situation, dog, if you came to me and said, I want to break up because I want to see other people, I would have a problem with that.
I'm sure you would.
I would rather I'd rather you lie to me and say, well, I'm not happy or whatever. But don't come to me talking about you want to see other people. I invested 5 years with your ass. Now you want to see other people?
Would you want her to be honest with you, though?
Exactly.
Tell your punk ass on. Bye.
You invested the same number of years in the person you with.
All right, bye.
So it's like, what difference do we make?
All right, if you feel it don't make a difference, tell your ass on. I'm like, you know what? And here's my thing. And let me tell you this. And I'm going to say this one. And I'm being God honest with it. You know what? I'm going to tell you this. When y'all motherfuckers always talk that shit. But here's reality for your ass. Motherfuckers sit there day in and day out. I mean, now this is the situation. Motherfucker like what liquor store said. Now, you know what? If you doing your heart of hearts, I love you. You know what I'm saying? My thing is this. At some point, I'm going to get tired just like you get tired. I'm going to get tired of trying to prove to you or have to keep trying to tell you that I love you. I mean, if I got to keep trying to tell you that I love you, then evidently, shit, it ain't reaching your head that I love you. So take your ass on.
And actually, and another thing, let me add to that. Love can't fix everything. If you love somebody so much, you have to do what it has to take, both of you guys, to keep that love going and make sure everything else flows. I mean, if I ain't have nothing in the relationship, I had so-called love. I mean, you know, I really did. But everything else was fucked up. You know, it wasn't no cheating that I know of. But it's like everything else, it was just, it's becoming to fuck with my health, honestly. And I sat down and, you know, said it like word for word, like, this is fucked up. I've been asking for years, fix this, you know what I'm saying, help me out. I tried this, you ain't with me, you ain't rocking with me until I'm cussing your ass out. You know, I'm tired of that. I shouldn't have to cuss you out to get my point across. And I'm like, and you know what I'm saying, when it becomes for me to talk to you like you a damn kid or I'm straight up disrespecting, talking to you like shit, I don't want no man like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that's what's
making
me dumb.
You got every right to feel that way. But what if this motherfucker not treating you that way? You just like, okay, well, fuck it.
Some girls say, I want a man to open the door for me, have a job, tell me I'm beautiful and all this. Man, I had all that. I have all that. If I wanted that, you know what I'm saying? I had that in this person. But all that shit when keeping stability and consistency as far as raising a family. If you want to do that, then we're going to have to be on some other shit, but we can't be talking about no one-on-one if you ain't rocking with me all the way. I can't carry
what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
What did I say? I mean, honestly, that's why I be listening to girls like, damn, that's all you need is a motherfucker to open the door for you and do this. I had that. I mean, ever since I dated people, I didn't date no, you know, they was gangsters, but, you know, it's how you represent yourself. So it's more. Now that I'm 35, I know it's way more than that. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. If a motherfucker, okay, everybody always talks about the financial aspect. Let's take the financial aspect out of it. Not to say that y'all bring it, but let's just take the financial aspect out of it. But if a motherfucker lifts you up, if a motherfucker make you feel good about yourself, okay, how is this motherfucker, what is he doing wrong? If this motherfucker...
When I have to carry you like a kid, I don't really want to go into detail. When I have to carry you like a kid, like that, did you do this? Did you do that? Why is this not done? You know what I'm saying? That takes a toll on you when you have kids, too. And, you know what I'm saying? If you feel like you don't have to do it, you know what I'm saying?
Selena, let me stop you right there. I need you to clarify something. When you say carry me like a baby, what exactly do you mean?
I mean, like, I have to do appointments for you and clean up behind you, and you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. You know, I do that at work, and if I constantly have to tell you, if you're walking over some trash on the floor, why you just gonna pick it up? Oh, I ain't put that right there. That's not the point. You a grown-ass person. These your kids like they my kids. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing about financially that's covered. So it's just like fucking my sanity is being fucked with, basically. You know what I'm saying? There's only so much you can take, and that's a headache. That is a damn headache, especially, you know, when you're in a relationship, it's all about compromise on both ends. And when you're the only one compromising your shit, then it's like it's a wrap. And then on top of that, you got to deal with, you know what I'm saying, family members and shit in your ear. If you're building something, it should be two people in a relationship. My mother came to stay with me, and she still don't know what the hell, you know what I'm saying, as far as my relationship. I don't, you know what I'm saying, I don't put her, like, when I'm mad at him, I don't go to her with that. I go to God or whatever. I go to him. But you know what I'm saying? I don't go into all that. I be feeling like the most people have so much to say that ain't doing a damn thing for you. And I be trying to put that in the head. You know what I'm saying? Mother, brother, sister, whoever. If they ain't got nothing to do with it in this household, you're not calling them when you doing that's good. You ain't hollering my name. So don't be calling them when, you know what I'm saying, I done did something to
fuck let me ask you this. Was he paying bills? Was he paying bills in the house?
Well, we don't live together anymore. And you know what I'm saying? I'm a person that don't like paying late fees. So if you know, when you get paid, you make sure the household fixed. But at some point, he got to the point where that shit didn't matter no more. What was more important is doing whatever he needed for his car or gym shoes or stupid shit like that. And so we paying late fees. You know what I'm saying? Unnecessary shit. That got to be a headache. If I'm chastising my kids, oh, you too hard on them. I'm not raising no motherfucking girl. I got two boys over here. And I am blunt with my kids. I'm blunt with them. But at the end of the day, they know I love them. I'm just like, you're not strong enough. And if you can't be the man that I need for you, my baby 13, he a big dude. And I need you to, you know what I'm saying, holler at him and quit being his buddy. You can't be his buddy and his daddy. Then you need to be his daddy and fuck being his buddy, because I'm not his damn friend. And I tell him that, but he know I love him.
You see what I'm saying? You want him on the playground, dog? Your mama mean, man. Your mama mean as hell.
Hell yeah, I mean. But no, my mom. They say I mean every now and then. But at the end of the day, we say I love you. You know what I'm saying, all the time. He never really has that, so he don't understand what I'm trying. I guess I'm saying it wrong. I don't know, but all I'm saying is that was messing with my fantasy, and I got to the point where I'm real irritated about it because he's a good dude.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Back up. You said he never had that. So if he never had that, I mean, maybe it's something that, I mean, okay, it's not done. I mean, you going at him, but if he never had it, how do he know? You know what? I had to talk with my daughter the other day, and she said that I got a tendency when I bring them around, yeah, I come get them, but I leave. And I said, and I realized that. I said, you know what? You're right. But that's the way I was brought up. When my daddy, whenever my daddy came and got me, yeah, he came and got me. When he came and got me, he left. He hit the streets. Yep. That's what he did. Yep. But now his thing was, I came and got you. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I was raised. So, I mean, that's how I was, and I told him, I told my daughter, I said, look, I can try to be better, you know what I'm saying, but unless you tell me this, I don't know it. I really don't know it. And it's not the fact that I'm less of a man or I'm not the father that you want. I'm not a real father, but you only grow, you do what you know. You know what I'm saying? Now, you can't, I mean, everything you can't fault me about. You can't fault me about. I mean, now you can talk to me about it, and then once I can, once you talk to me about it, and I say, okay, all right, well, this is, you know, okay, well, this is what I, you know, well, fuck it, I'm going to keep doing it. Then, all right, well, you'll give a fuck.
Right.
But if you sitting there getting mad at me, like I said, that was my thing. Selena, you know it yourself. You see me come over there, shit, I mean, you ain't, I mean, think about it. How many times you ever seen me in the car with the motherfucker? You never even seen me with him. You know what I'm saying? But now, motherfucker be like, damn, you know, he came and got him every weekend. And you came and got me, but you dropped me the fuck off.
Uh-huh.
And I found myself, and like I told my daughter, I said, I see, I do that. I do come get y'all, but then I will leave. I will leave, and I will be gone, and I will do this, that, and the other. And I come home, you know, yeah, I try to spend a little time with you. But that's how I was raised.
Right.
I was raised like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say it was picture perfect, but shit, it was what it was.
Well,
you know?
I should have said he never had that because he had a two-parent home. What I'm saying is his love is material stuff. My love, I guess, is more, you know what I'm saying, we more family-oriented, you know what I'm saying? When I call my cousins on the phone, we always end our conversation with, I love you more, you know what I'm saying? I never seen them, his parents been together like so many years, I never seen them, and this is the honest-to-God truth, I never seen them dance, kiss, hug, you know what I'm saying, say boo or baby or none of that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when I understand why he like being around my people, you know what I'm saying, because he's seen all that, you know what I'm saying? We have gatherings and shit and stuff like that, but he just have the nicest person, but he have a mean streak in him that is really very hurtful, and I just tell him, like, that ain't good. But like I told him, like, you talk about, I don't buy $100 dentures. I work for my damn check. This little boy don't work for no damn check, and he ain't the greatest damn kid in school. Hell no, he don't get no $100 shoes from me. I said, why get him a $100 pair of shoes when he can get 3 pair of shoes and a couple outfits for that $100? No, I'm not going to do it.
I can get 4 pairs of N1s for $100.
Exactly. And, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and he thinks that he's the better parent because he always banned him this and that. I'm like, I don't give a damn. I cook, clean, wash their ass, and pay their damn rent. I don't care. And make sure they straight for school. So I don't care. You know what I'm saying? That don't make me no less of a parent than you. And
slow
I know
down,
that he told
me. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. I want to go back to the parent. You said you've never seen his parents hug or kiss or dance or anything like
no.
that.
No.
Okay,
no.
Let me ask you this question. How many years have you been around his parents?
For almost 18 years.
Okay,
and
but
you've
now.
You've never seen him kiss?
Never.
Hold on. Let me
and
ask
we all
let
have
me,
interacted.
Let me ask you this. If you ain't seen him do that in 18 years, then it's a good chance he never seen it done at all.
He hasn't.
So now,
exactly.
So now, I mean, I come from the same background, cause I don't see that shit.
He's affectionate.
I think I'm more affectionate than what my parents are. But now at the same time, I think I do have that. I have that trait that and I'm gonna be honest with you. I have that trait that my mother's the most nonchalant woman you ever want to meet. She is, and I mean shit. It's like shit.
Nothing
seems
to bother her.
She's a sweet cat.
You done seen her. I mean, shit. I mean, we done went through hell and high water. And my mother would sit there and be like, well, y'all just need to stop. And it's just like nothing rattles her. Nothing rattles her. Hugs? No, I didn't get none of those. I didn't get no hugs. I didn't get no kisses. I didn't get none. No I love yous. I know she loved me with all her heart. But no, to hear her say, I love you, no, that don't happen. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you can't. I mean, it's like I can't, you know, you can't expect that to come out of me. You know what I'm saying? Just because This is your upbringing. That's because that's your upbringing. That ain't mine.
Right.
I ain't saying this right.
Oh, let me piggyback off of what you just said, man. Let me piggyback off of what you just said. Now, okay, with the I love yous and the hugs. Okay. I didn't get that neither. You know what I'm saying? And you stayed 3 units down from me. So that part I understand. But my thing is this. We can change that. Even though we didn't get it, we can still give it to our kids.
Because
we know how it feels not to get it.
But,
yeah, but
I think y'all kind of missed my point. I'm saying that I'm used to the when you're showing the sign of affection, you do it through hugs and stuff. He shows it through material things. That's what I'm trying to say.
And
you feel what I'm saying? I'm not saying that he didn't show it. You know what I'm saying? That he do too. You know, he's an affectionate person, but he thinks I'm less of a person because I guess I don't buy expensive stuff. No, I do not buy expensive. You know, I don't try to keep up with everything. You know, I try to be.
As a dad, I'm gonna tell you the same thing. Yeah, I do kind of. I do, and I'll be the first to admit that I do try to. I mean, my thing is the money situation. Well, you know what? I do this. My shortcomings may come in the emotional side, but it'll come harder in the financial. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. But us as men, I mean, especially I can't speak for him personally.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying. I pretty much know him, so we all come from pretty much similar backgrounds.
Right. Right, and then like he's trying to pursue me again, and I'm just be trying to tell him like it ain't got you trying to take me out and stuff. It don't have nothing to do with the gift. We actually agreed upon doing some counseling together, but like I told him, you know what? I'm cool on the counseling. You go to counseling. If I see you putting forth the effort in there, I'd have been all kind of counseling, anger management, and all types of shit. I don't need no counseling.
Wrong.
You need counseling.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. Y'all got to do it together.
Exactly.
No. I said if I see him, if I see
I'm
him,
not going,
at least, if I see him making a damn appointment, seeing me to go to the damn counseling, then I might just go. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you just want me to do everything. I'm tired of being the first one to make a move. I'm tired.
Okay, but at the same time, you keep saying you tired, but in the same breath, you know what type of dude this dude was.
No, I did not. He fooled me. I didn't know that. I didn't know he was really crazy.
Oh, you got
hurt.
Oh, you
know. No, because he was like he was the sweetest person I've ever been with, actually. So he was like
and
something different.
And he said that person still there. That person is
now
still
he's
there.
Crazy. Now that nigga crazy.
Okay, but
I don't know who he is.
At the same time, just like you didn't fuck. Just like he didn't fuck you up, you didn't fuck him up too. I mean,
no,
it goes both ways. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
See, okay.
You
well,
I
you know
me.
What? I need a biased opinion.
Shut up.
No.
All right, I give you one. Hold on, man.
I need an unbiased opinion, and I'm giving you that because I know both of you motherfuckers. Y'all done fucked each other up.
But that was our kitty. You know what I'm saying? We was kids there.
Okay, but Selene, at the same time, but you know what? I'm saying that in the sense that we all do it. You ain't the only
right.
one. I do it too.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? I mean, you can know in your heart of hearts that he loved me, but he's such a jackass. Oh, he's an asshole. Oh, he gets on my fucking nerves. But I know he loved me, but he's just a fucking asshole. I got an attitude problem. I got anger management issues. And I got a temper. And yes, it all comes out. It comes out, and it may come
okay,
out at
well,
the right time. It may come out at the wrong time. But it comes out.
But some of that stuff come at a cost, too. You know what I'm saying? On top
it
of
does.
It all, let me put it out there. It, you know what I'm saying? At one point, at a few points, it got to the point where I feared my life was in danger outside of my home because of situations, you know what I'm saying? Him not, I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? It came around to, I'm tired of telling your ass you shouldn't be in this situation. Why put yourself in this situation where you know the outcome of this? You know what I'm saying? You got some real life shit going on. You're going to go back and do this. You put nothing in danger. You know what I'm saying? You put nothing in danger. And if you.
Without nothing being said, I understand what you're saying.
Right.
You're right about
know,
that.
You know what I'm saying? This is numerous times. You know what I'm saying? Just like everything just hit me. Like, I'm tired.
You're 110% right about that. And then I won't dispute that because we all too old to be putting ourselves
right.
in that fucking situation. Now, in,
right.
that, in that instance, you are right. You're 110% right.
Right.
I tell him. If he was on here, I tell him when I see him. And he know it. And you know that I tell it. You
right.
know, certain situations, motherfucker, we too old to be doing. Motherfucker,
right.
You done heard me get on his ass about that. Hey, motherfucker, get your ass down. Now, you know you doing
right.
wrong.
Right,
you
we done did all that shit, right? We done did a lot of shit, so, you know what I'm saying? But that's over with, man. We old as hell. And I'm not finna be talking about moving and how, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, it's just too much. Shit. Like I said, on top of all that, dude, you know what I'm saying? You just got too much going on, too much of nothing. Shit. And I ain't finna keep taking no losses for nobody. That's over with.
And I understand that. Now, that part that you're saying, I understand. But then my
right.
thing is, like, okay, you got a motherfucker that's moving on. I mean, he ain't on that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But yet and still, no, like me. Like I said, Selena, you know me. You know me just as good as anybody. You know
right.
I ain't picture perfect, but you know I ain't on that bullshit no more.
Right, right.
But
right.
I'm nowhere near perfect. I got so many faults to me, it's ridiculous.
Right,
but
everybody do.
I'm not on that. And I understand what you're saying in that aspect of it. But shit, at the
right.
same time, we all got to understand that, like, you know, you can't, you, man, we get so fucked up with so much other bullshit that we just really, man, you
right.
know. My thing is this, love is love. Love is love.
Right.
You're going to love who
right.
you're going to love. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? But you
exactly.
can't. I mean, my thing is this. I'm going to love who I want to love. It's a million things I want to change about the people that I love. But I can't because that's just the way they are. So
right.
my thing is either I'm going to walk away from you or I'm going to embrace it.
All right.
I'm not going to, but now my thing is, if I walk away from you, I'm not going to walk away from you. And I think the biggest, this is the biggest thing that, this is the part that pisses me off. When you walk away to walk away with somebody else. Well, I want
right.
to be with somebody
and
else.
And I ain't even
so,
know that.
Walk away from me because you just want to walk away from me. Don't walk
right.
away talking about, well, I want to be with
right.
somebody else.
Right.
And then you, because then you talking about you love me. You cannot love me talking about you want to be with somebody else.
Right.
You can't
right.
tell me.
And that's,
you can't look at me, I mean, and say, well, I love you, but I want to be with somebody
right.
else.
Right. Because honestly, and all, at the end of the day, that would kill me to see him with somebody else. But I, you know what I'm saying? That would be, I make the decision to walk away because, you know what I'm saying? If I see him with somebody else, I know what they get outside of his. Outside the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So it would hurt, but I think I'm just, you know what I'm saying, that I need to go ahead and just cut ties. And I can't cut ties with them, you know what I'm saying? I can't never cut ties with them, shit. We got kids, but they're just like, shit, man.
Yeah, that's not true. Once they turn 18, you can.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, but hey, I got a long ways from 18 when my letter was shut.
Hey, I want to go back to something you said. You said you don't like making appointments and all that shit. But guess what?
What?
90% of men, we don't make appointments. That's what we
well,
got people.
And, well, and, I know that. I know that, and that ain't my job, though. If you have kids and you have their appointments and keeping up with school appointments, your own appointments, and the job, the kind of job that I got, I have to have my email and phone on me 24/7 because I have emails and appointments to run for the people in my job. So I do not have, and I try
but
to explain
you also
that.
Know
I
me. But you know me.
And
you
know what?
I'm not going to make that appointment.
So but I'm gonna
If I can make some adjustments in my life for you, because I'm a moody person. It took me a while to adjust to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Seeing somebody 24/7 in my house, although we was together for a long time, actually living together on a 24-hour basis, I had to, you know what I'm saying, compromise that. And it may not sound like much, but it really took a lot for me to stop being so moody, like, oh, you know what I'm saying, his clothes right here. You know what I'm saying? That took a lot for me. And I adjust with that. I got comfortable with that. I got over that. So if I can do that, you know what I'm saying, you can't, I don't ask for much. You know what I'm saying? I don't ask for diamonds and the new purse and the new this and that. I don't ask for much. All I'm asking is for consistency and stability and keeping your sanity. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Yeah, I mean, he hits it down on the head. If I gotta do all my appointments and all this shit by myself, and I don't need you.
Yeah, and that's just like if I have to teach my son to be a man, and you all ask him like that, I don't need you either. And that's another situation with it.
Well,
they say.
I'm doing everything.
Touché. Touché. Hey, I agree. And I mean, but I don't have no son, so I don't know. And it's hard for me to try to. I feel like, damn, how the fuck can I teach? How can I teach my daughters to be women?
That's why you. Why got
why am I trying to teach my daughters to be women when your mama right there? So I understand.
Not her mama, your mama.
I understand what you're saying right there. You said what, dog?
I say, fuck the kids, mama. If my daughter asks me a female question, I send it to my mama.
I shouldn't have to. That's what I'm saying. Your mama right there. Why am I trying to fix this situation? I mean, there's certain situations right. I feel like, okay, why am I doing it? Why am I doing this? You're their mother. This is some, you know.
Right.
And all this shit, we ain't got like me. You shouldn't even be having this talk.
Right.
You know, this is shit that you and her need to be talking about.
Right. Like if you walk in the house, you see trash and shit, but they've been there all day. You've been at work all day. Why you tell the kids to take out the trash? Oh no. Everything. Oh no. You get tired of that. And that oh no, and I don't give a fuck. When you mad, it's I don't give a fuck. When you cool, oh no. You know what I'm saying? You get tired of them same old responses. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me. I'm hollering at you.
You know what, Shane? I feel what you said. But let me piggyback off of what you said, dog. In some cases, your daughter can't go to her mama. You know what I'm saying? Maybe her and her moms don't have that type of relationship, so she's going to come to you. And I'm speaking from experience. You know what I'm saying? I'm not making it up. My daughter and her mama, they don't get along. So she comes to me with everything. And if it's a question that I can't answer, you know, I'm going to send it to my wife or my mama. Cause she ain't going to go to her mother anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I mean, the same way, like, she's saying, well, you know, I got boys here. You know, and you ain't trying to teach these boys to be men. You know, I mean, shit. The same way, it can go vice versa with, I got girls here. You're not teaching these girls how to be women.
Right.
Well, you know what? I don't know, dude. I don't know who y'all talking about. But at the end of the day, Selena, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but at the end of the day, you can't teach them how to be a man. Now, maybe he won't step up to it, but you got brothers. They got uncles that they can go to. You know what I mean? Now, like I said, I don't know, dude, but you really don't need him to teach your sons how to be a man because you got brothers.
But he's not a part-time daddy, you know what I'm saying? He's there every day. I'm talking about 7 days a week. When he get off work, he comes to see them, you know what I'm saying? But when they interact, they on the game and you on the phone. That don't fit right with me. You know what I'm saying? Tell this little boy to do his homework. Oh, yeah, did y'all do y'all homework? It's 8 o'clock. What you mean if they do their homework, man? What was y'all been doing all day?
Some men is not going to step up to the plate. Selena, some men, it's not in their DNA.
Well,
they're
you
not
know what?
Hold on.
I mean, my thing is this. maybe he didn't.
Where's the ladies at? What happened to the ladies? I don't hear their ass. Where's they at?
Daddy, I'll see.
They agreeing with me.
I've been saying they so positive. They want to fix everything. They don't fix it.
No.
We like Mario Brothers.
I don't have my brother. He's not around like that. So yeah, but when he's around, you know, he takes up with him. But I can't depend on that. I just don't want. I know how it is to not grow up without no dad.
You can, but you know what you should do. Introduce your sons to some positive men. You got to know some positive men. You have to.
Yeah,
there's at least one positive dude
out
there that you know.
Yeah, they all live out of town.
Talk to him on the phone. Let him do a conversation with him on the phone. You know, if their father's not going to do it, somebody has to do it before they get too old and get set in their ways.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Somebody got to step up and teach them boys how to be a man.
Right.
Otherwise, you're gonna be it's gonna be fucked up when they get 17, 18, then they think they know everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I ain't talking about, you know, punching them and you know, fucking them up and all that shit.
Right.
They just need somebody positive in their life. If their dad don't want to do it, then find somebody that's willing to do it. Somebody in your family that step up and do it for their father.
Right.
I mean, I don't know dude, so I ain't gonna say nothing bad about dude because I don't know him.
Right.
But
right.
Somebody got to step up and teach some boys how to be a man, because you can't do it, because you have no clue what it is to be a man. You don't.
Right.
Right. You're right.
That's my Dr. Phil moment.
Okay, y'all, does Dr. Phil know for me? That's what's up. I didn't know it was going to be about.
We got to get the fuck out of here, shit. This is after 11 shit.
I thought it was a really good show.
All right, Janine, where you at? You got any last words for us?
Yes, it was good listening to everybody. I'll be on here tomorrow.
That's what's happening. Look, stop, where you at?
I'm here, and I will be here tomorrow night, too. Good show.
All right, Selena, any last words?
Good show, fellas.
Right. We talking about fucking tomorrow. I'm tired of hearing about all these goddamn problems.
I know, right? How'd we get that?
You. No, that was it. What's up, dog? Oh, man, I got to give a shout out to my girl Slick Mick. I know she at work, but she still had to get on that one time to represent. That's what's up. All right, dog. You got any last words, man?
The show, man. I thought it was a really, really great show. Thank you everybody for calling. Thank you everybody for listening to us on the internet. And CNCityRadioShow.com, y'all, it's coming.
All right. We out for a bit. Peace.